two or three chances in the opening 10 minutes. Is that really lost?
I think that's been, you know, good part of our season is missing chances when we're, you know, in games and we've not converted. Again, it was today, you know, and again, we're not scoring our chances and we're making individual errors that cost us games. You know, and we can't be doing that. I'm saying it week, I'm saying like a broken record, saying this thing week in, week out. You know, individual errors are costing us games, but that's it, where they are. But as you say, we could have been with two or three decent chances before Dunfermline scored, and we concede two with errors on our behalf. And coming to East End Park against Dunfermline, you're always chasing the game then. Up until the first goal, I thought in the first half, I thought there wasn't a lot in the game at all. But Dunfermline going 2-0 up, and in a confident mood.
It was always going to be a difficult second half. What was the message to the players at half time?
Yeah, it was the goal. You know, the third goal was going to be vital. You know, if we got if we managed to score the third goal of the game, you know, it's we get our tails up and put Dunfermline under a bit of pressure. But you know, they got it late on, and it killed the game off. You know, the other thing is we lose David Proctor, you know, early doors in the first half, which doesn't, you know, we're not planning for that. So we've got to make changes, and you know, obviously that doesn't help in a settle back four.
How concerning are the defensive errors at this time?
Well, you look at the errors, the second one's an error at the back post. Big Robert Wilson's come on, he's come on as a sub, he's no long on, his feet have got caught in the turf and he couldn't move his feet quick enough. You know, but the first goal's, we lost the ball, I don't know, 60 yards for goals, then we concede. That's where we've got to cut out the mistakes. You know, if you break it down, that's initially where we lost the goal when we lost the ball in the centre of the park. So we've got to cut them out, and obviously convert chances we're creating at the other end as well. We're not doing that at the moment.
What's the nature of David's injury?
He's felt a tight calf and a soreness going down his Achilles, so we can't take any chances. You know, we've got a young squad as it is, so we have to, you know, keep the more experienced ones, and so we can see them through the season.
Obviously, Robert came on for his debut today, and Ben Richards was in for his debut. How did you assess their performances?
Well, I thought it went done well. I thought, you know, you went and attacked balls, and you know, he was unlucky at the third goal. He slid for the, made a good tackle, and it's come off the big fella's leg and went in. But I thought overall that he put in a good display. He'll get better as the weeks come on. You know, and we've put Robert in at centre back. You know, he's a young lad. He's got to learn the game. He's got to learn the position. You know, and he's playing against men now. He's not playing against boys, and that's the other thing. You know, he's got to grow up a wee bit and learn to play against men, and it's not a boys' game any longer.
A couple of injuries have highlighted the fact that you've got a small squad. Is there any money in the pot to get new players in?
Yeah, that's a conversation I've got to have with the chairman. You know, it's not for be heard in public. But you know, we've got a squad there. You know, and guys that are called upon have got to come in and step up to the mark. That's the be all and end all for what we've got just now. You know, I'm not saying that we're not going to add, but at the moment that's what we've got, so that's what we're going to go with.
Need a positive result next week?
Ah, definitely. Yeah, you need a positive result every week, you know. Although there was a lot of negatives to take it to this game, I thought there was a few positives as well. You know, we've got to take that into next week, and you know, we're at home at Stirling Albion, and you know, it's a game that at this stage of the season, it's a, for me, it's a must-win game. And you know, I'm sure the lads will be fired up for it.
Good stuff.
Right.